Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? This your girl, Pretty B.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V. with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to give y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
Y'all, we are back. It is the second part of this bomb-ass interview with our producer now, Evans. Y'all, okay, so y'all know we only do audio, so I had to turn off my air condition, and I am hot as hell. But I am sitting here with my girl, Justina Valentine. Justina, I'm so hot.
Hey, sis.
We got to get into this interview so I can turn my air back on.
Well, girl, it's getting hot in here. It's going to get even steamier because we got Nile, and you got the hot robe on, sis.
No, for sure. I would take it off if my titties weren't out. But we're going to get into this are back with you. We are so excited to talk more with Nile Evans, y'all.
Yes. I mean, just hearing all these stories from Nile, hearing about how he started, it's a really cool thing because, you know, Nile seen us from little seeds and, you know, he raised us into what we are today. So it's cool to hear how he got started, how he met Nick, and just how he balances his whole life between being a producer, a family man, and all that, and just spotting talent. Because I feel like Nile has seen every single person that's been on Wildin' Out, and he's seen their whole
growth. Beginning.
Yeah, being able to spot talent, you know, that's his one of his greatest talents, I think, is being able to spot
talent.
Who has it and who doesn't, exactly. Yep. So now that Nile's back in the building, B, I think we just got to really ask him everything we want to get to. Because I know last week we didn't quite have enough time, but this week we got to put him in the hot seat. We got to ask him some tough questions.
So let's get down and dirty.
So Nile, on a personal tip, does being a father and a husband influence how your work and, you know, professional relationships, just being able to balance both worlds?
Absolutely.
Because you're a great father, great husband, and a great coach.
Thank you.
So like, how do you balance it all?
I think we only do Wildin' Out. People think that we're spending the whole year doing Wildin' Out. Like, we're taping all the time because we have so many episodes.
They don't know do 10 in a day.
We do a million episodes.
They don't know we're overworked. Right. No, I'm just kidding.
So they don't understand. Like, I'm on this show for maybe a month, you know?
Right.
So I have time to spend with my family, and I have time to spend with my girls, my son, my wife. And, you know,
and your family is so beautiful. By the way, I've met them.
Yes. Thank you.
I have not met your girl.
Oh,
she's so
those little turkeys.
See him on Instagram. Your wife
those
is
dolls.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. And your wife is the best, man.
So sweet.
Oh,
she's so sweet.
She's fun. I love her. I got her from Costco a few years ago, and it was the best purchase I ever made.
Right.
She's
but
great.
You have
she's
to have a rider.
You have to.
You have to doing what you do. Like, your wife is so down for you and what you do, and you can just tell.
You got to have a rider with you. And, you know, being a dad before being a husband was probably better for me, because what I learned out of life is, like, I had to learn how to raise this son, and I had to learn who I needed to be for him. And some of those things are the same things that you have to be for your wife. And you have to be a father, not for her, but not just to her, but, you know, in a sense, you have to, like, when a father gives his daughter away, he's giving him away to another father.
Right.
And if you don't know 100%. How to be a father, it's hard to, you know, to be a man. And I had to learn how to be a man for my son.
Wow, that's
And
dope.
I think it was better, it was a better situation for me to understand, like, okay, I have to lead the same way I lead with my son as I do with
her.
With my wife.
Right.
And so You know, I think that it was a little non-traditional, but I think that, you know, that was what it took. And, you know, balancing a career and being a dad is tough. You know, you might miss a few games sometimes, and
yeah,
there are things that you know, but you try to make up for it by going, hey, look, we're going to be able to go on this vacation.
Right.
You know,
family vacay.
You
know, yeah,
you guys do take some nice vacays. I see all the little pics. And
oh yeah, yeah. We get out there, and so
with your cigars, y'all right. Go to Niall's Instagram. He gonna have a cigar in his hand,
literally,
and he gonna roast your ass on his story. Oh,
he'll
be like, damn, is this for me?
Listen.
Them little subliminals. I'll be like, damn, he making me think today.
You know,
I only post a lot of them.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get everybody to think. And when I learn something, I want everyone else to learn it too. So
yep,
I'm always trying to push and motivate people to be better, because I want somebody to push and motivate me to be better. When I read stuff and I see things, I go, man, this is what I need to be doing. I need to be better.
Wow, I need to hear this.
I'm never going to stop learning. Every season, I probably read a new book about coaching or something motivational so that I can bring in for the next season, because I can't expect you guys to get better if I'm not getting better.
If you're,
that's
come
dope.
On.
You know?
That's
come on.
Dope.
So, you know,
doing
just,
the work.
I got to do the work too, and I really take it seriously, because this is a baby and a brand that Nick birthed, and I helped deliver, and you know, we're really, you know, it's a precious thing. It's a thing that you're, you know, it's a child, you know what I mean? And you don't want people to damage it. You want the best for it, and you don't want, you know, you definitely want nobody to fuck it up.
Right.
So if anybody's gonna fuck it up, it's gonna be Nick. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you know, if you want to fuck it up, that's fine. You
it's
know what I mean?
Kid.
It's your kid, bro. You know, we all just have to deal with it. But I'm not on my watch. I'm not going to let nobody else fuck it up for us. So, you know, that's part of what I try to manage. And, you know, we just try to build this brand to be, you know, my roommate made the logo. You know what I mean? Like,
that's dialed.
Yeah, man. And now he's like,
is he still getting paid for that? Or
nah,
how does that
work? He doesn't get paid
for it. That was a one-time payment, B.
y'all threw him $50.
He like did, like, you know, from that, he did a lot of work. Like, he did some like Nas album cover stuff.
Oh, dope.
Like,
amazing.
This dude is,
amazing.
You know, he don't live far from me.
Like, he good. He's good.
Good.
Right. Yeah.
He's good. He's definitely good.
That's fire.
You know, so, you know, it's like, when you watch something grow up, it's a dope thing. And then for me to watch you guys grow up is even doper, because it's like I'm watching my kids just, I remember getting
go out and flourish.
Yeah, I remember getting you both. You know what I mean? It's like it's like my adopted kids.
Little,
you know what I mean? And it's like, and now I see you guys all grown up and getting money and doing your thing, and it's just, you know, I just go, it's just, you don't understand. It almost brings me to tears when I see some of you guys online or on a TV show, because I go,
it's crazy.
I go, I remember seeing you when you didn't have that confidence.
I remember when
you were just starting, and now
shaking in our damn boots.
Literally.
And now you're getting money, and I just go, I love to see it, because it's watching your kids grow up, you know?
You remember us being broke, busted, and disgusted.
Yeah,
now we got chains, all types of shit.
You know? Yeah.
That's so dope.
And that brings me to my next question. Who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite?
Oh, yeah, they want your top five. Wild
top
Show cast members, top five.
Top five.
But, you know, of all time, so I ain't got to be in it. I know.
Okay, of all time?
All time.
I guess of all time, yeah. You could do all time and then currently.
Okay, I'm gonna do of all time and then currently, and this is bad, because I shouldn't choose like this. Okay, so all time.
You in the hot seat now?
I'm in the hot seat. Okay.
And your favorite black girl with finger waves.
Hilarious. Okay. I don't know who I'm gonna choose, B. I don't know who I'm gonna choose.
With a shortcut.
So of all time, I'm gonna probably go. I'm gonna go Cat Williams.
Oof.
I'm gonna go Mikey Day, Taryn Killam. I'm gonna go untraditional, Gene Hong. If you ever saw the very first pilot episode, Gene Hong was he had a moment against Spanky where he says, yeah, I'm Asian like it's a disease, but I got 10 times your score on the SATs. And he murdered the Wild Style. We went out on that, and I felt like that sold the show.
Oh.
You were like, that's what got us?
That's what got you the next season? Or okay.
That was it. And okay. I don't even think Gene did another season after that.
Wow. Because I'm trying to think who that is.
Yeah, you'd have to go into the archives.
You're like, he's just a historical person in the history of Wild.
You're like,
just
know.
100%. Naima Funk, probably one of the most brilliant improv actors that I've ever witnessed. And that was somebody that Nick was like, she's got it. And I was like, nah, she don't have it.
Wow.
And she was so magical on this show.
Wow.
You know, in the first few seasons that we had her that, you know, I will always say she's definitely in my top.
How can we watch these seasons? Because some people you're naming, I don't even know. I would love to go back and just learn my history. This is my history now.
So, you know, I don't know where some of those old ones are. I'm going to find some for you. But
they need to put them on.
I'm like, you need to put them in a Dropbox for all of the...
I'm going to put the pilot. You probably never seen the original pilot.
No.
Where Kevin Hart was a cast member.
Wow.
See, people have never seen that original pilot where Kevin is a cast member.
That's mind-blowing.
He's just Lil' Kev.
Yeah, I've seen the episode where he stands up and he roasts everybody, but that wasn't a pilot. I think that was just an episode. Remember
he was already big. That
he
was
came
season.
Back as a guest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did the original pilot as a cast member,
just a regular cast member.
Loon was the special guest.
Oh, the Loon, the artist, yeah.
Yeah. So then maybe
the rapper?
The rapper. Then a few months later, Soul Plane had come out, and then his star had risen. And when the other pilot for MTV, he was the special guest. That's where Gene Hong did his thing.
Got you.
Wild.
Got you. Okay.
So, yeah, so that's from the people of old.
Okay.
And I'm probably missing somebody that I should say anyway. But you know, those are the ones that I'm going to go with for right now.
That's good.
Of the new group, you want me to?
I was about to say, damn.
Okay.
Maybe small like this.
You want my favorites?
Yeah,
your favorites.
I'm not going to go in any order. Okay. I'm not going to go in any order. No order. I'm gonna go Charlie Clips.
Fire.
Emmanuel
Fire.
Hudson.
Fire.
100%.
Justina Valentine.
Let's go.
100%.
Thanks, boss man.
Be Simone.
100%.
Let's go.
You did not have to put me in there just because.
There's one more.
I know who you're forgetting.
I did DC.
No, you didn't do DC yet.
No.
So DC, yeah.
No order.
Y'all, just FYI, now just put me in there because I'm on the podcast.
I promise you, I'm not. You know why? I'll tell you exactly why you're one of my favorites because I saw what you did. I saw where you came from and you improved so much and then you took it to another stratosphere and to me, that is the success of
the goal.
Everything.
Yes.
That's the goal for me is to go, I want to see you on another show or starring in something else.
This isn't the end all be all. Yep.
And you took it to another level where you were like, oh, I'm just going to be this ultra entrepreneur.
Period.
And just something
Jesus.
That I didn't even see. You know what I mean? And Justina is just, you're just such a magical talent.
No one has that skill.
Every season, I'm like, we got to bring in somebody to try to handle, you know, Justina. I had to give up.
There's not one person
to do that. Like in a minute, we're just gonna sit you on a throne as the Wild Style Queen, and no one's don't even talk to her.
Just let him leave me alone up there. Nah, but
that's it.
Thank you, boss.
We love you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. Honestly, you know, I always say it, but I just want to like say it while you're on here is that, you know, you and Nick like really changed my life. And I'll never forget that. If it wasn't for y'all, like, you know, you gave me the platform, and B, I'm sure you could attest the same thing.
100%.
You gave me the platform to like live my dreams, show the world my talent, like get me money. I really can never, words can never express my gratitude or even thank you enough. Like when people say this person changed my life, I really mean it when I say it about you and Nick. Like 100%. Y'all changed my life and I just love you forever. And, like,
well, you
and
guys a place continue to be ourselves.
Yeah.
Alright, y'all, we gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more Women of Wildin' Out podcast with our very special guest, Nile Evans.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, we are back from break. I'm so excited to get into more with Nile Evans, our producer, back with the Women of Wild Now podcast.
So we want to know from you, what are some of the traps or missteps that you see young talent, new talent fall into when they're starting their careers?
Yeah.
I think that people are especially nowadays with the internet, people are afraid to fail. People are so afraid to not have it be the most perfect thing that they don't move forward in their career. And you got to go out on stage and fail to, you know, like when you started walking, you had to fall a bunch of times and people don't want to fall anymore. And, you know, because they're afraid someone might be recording it probably.
Right. Yep.
I don't know.
Someone probably is.
You know, but I feel like people just need to understand that you got to go through some shit to get to where you want to be.
Right.
And people don't want to go through that. They're just like, let me take the easiest route. And I go, if you just get drug through the mud for a little bit, you'll understand what that world is like and how to either function 100%. In the mud
facts.
Or get out of the mud.
Right.
And
100%.
So I think that, you know, I just want people to know, like, it's not going to be easy. And most of the time it's like, a lot of these resources are right at your fingertips, but they're like, I don't know how to get an agent. How do you not know how to get an agent when there's Google? I came up with a time there was no Google.
Right.
How are you asking me a question saying, like, oh, I don't know how to start a business? What?
What
you can go
are you
right
talking about?
On YouTube and learn anything.
Type in how to start a business.
Yes.
Thank you. And literally. So I think that people are lazy because there's too many resources out here. And they just want somebody to do it for them.
They're not hungry.
Right. They're not hungry. And I go, you know, my mother always said, people don't change until the pain gets great enough.
Mm.
And so sometimes you got to let people go through the pain. And that's how I am as a parent. That's how I am as a coach.
Yep.
And I go, okay.
Yep.
I say, hey, man, when you, like with my son, I go, you want to be late to school? You don't get to drive. You don't get to have your phone. Okay, when that pain is enough for you, then you'll get
on
your
phone. You're
going to
be on time.
Right. Yeah, yep. You know. I've had to fire people for not being on time. And I go, yo, you don't. And I do that to say, hey, everyone, look what happened to him. He's not here anymore because he wasn't on time.
I remember my first season.
We've seen it.
Someone came late.
People walking out with luggage.
Yes. So someone came late to workshop. They're not on the show anymore. And you made them go around to the entire room. We were still doing, you were still making cuts. So we were still doing workshop.
Oh, I remember this.
This was season 8. He probably did it again. I'm sure he did it a few times.
I've done it many a time.
But season 8 in LA, someone came late and you made them go to each and every one of us. There's probably 30 people and give a different funny reason on why they were late. The whole room.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you don't go through that, then you're going to feel like, oh, I can just come in late whenever I want.
I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
And no, you can't.
And I go, you can't do that here. You could do that at home.
Right.
You could show up to lunch or wherever on your own, but not here. This is a job. What I also had to realize is a lot of these influencers have never had real jobs.
Right.
They've never had to clock in. They're doing internet stuff.
Never had to be accountable.
Never had to be accountable to anybody but themselves. and they're making money, which is great, but I go, this is a different structure. Also, we also have to keep in mind it's corporate. So there's things we can't say and can't do.
Right.
And it's a big adjustment for some people. And so I understand that, but you're gonna pay a fine if you wanna be late.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I can get up and be here on time, you can be here on time.
For sure.
100%.
You know? For sure.
If DC Young Block can be here on time, you can be here on time.
Seriously. Literally.
You know? His ass.
Yes.
You know.
All right. So
now before we go, go ahead.
No, Gabby, I have a very open-ended question. You go first.
Oh, open-ended?
Yeah, well, not open-ended. It's just very, like, kind of vague. I was just going to say. Yeah, it's very broad. You know, you've done so much. You've accomplished so much already at, you know, a young age because you're still mad young. But you're just, like, a mogul already in the business, a boss to so many people. It's like, what is... Not only what's next, but what do you see as the final destination?
That was my question.
Oh, well, go ahead, sis. Jump right in. You know, good. We do it half an hour.
No, that was so good. Go. You're delivering it so well.
Yeah, like, it's just like, what do you have planned next, having done so much already? And where do you see yourself?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a final destination? Like, once I accomplish this, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Find me on an island with my family with a whole case of cigars. Like,
no, because you love what you do. I don't think you're ever going to stop. Or do you have plans to stop? He's like, nah, bitch, I'm retiring next year.
I do love what I do. And in my mind, I'm just getting started.
Right.
So I just feel like, this show is like the springboard for me to do the next thing.
Right.
And so this show.
Like, produce my show to find a man.
Yes.
We're going to do that.
I want to be one of the judges, B. Just like in the panel, like voting.
There it is. but my final destination is, you know, I want to have another show. I would like to have a scripted show. Actually, I'm going to manifest. I'm going to have a scripted show.
Let's
soon.
Go.
Yeah.
That I'm writing and producing. And yeah, that's the goal for me. And what I'd like to do is have like maybe one or two more shows and then have that one show that just I could hit out on and be like, cool, I just created Jeopardy.
Right.
And now it's going to run for the rest of my life. And ride into the sunset. And,
love
you know,
that.
To me, like, Wildin' Out raised my son from birth to, I mean, it's still going to go
Jesus.
Until he's 18.
Right.
So
Jesus.
Now I have 6-year-old girls, so I need another show that's going to take them.
Raise them
to 18.
That's
going
to raise them. And then to where I can get to a point where I can just, you know, I can do whatever I want to, financial freedom.
Right.
You know, that's where you want to get to is financial freedom.
Well, we want to be in the scripted show now, so just, you know, write us in.
Listen, it's a done deal.
All right. Well, I mean,
I was going to say.
Yes, come on, B. Go ahead. What you got?
I was going to say you could go, but.
No, we have some more questions to get to. Yeah.
Well, let's keep going.
Let's go.
Now, how do I find a man since you 80 and all this wisdom?
How do you find a man? Well, let's dig deep into that.
Right.
Let's dig deep into that. How do you find a man? One, you manifest a man. You know, you have to manifest it. And I always tell people, if you don't know what you want, let's just put it like this. When you go to a restaurant, they give you a what when you sit down?
A menu.
A menu. Mm. And a menu has a bunch of different items, right?
Yep.
Cool. But does the waiter say, here, you're going to have this? Or what do? You order, right?
You order.
You order what? The thing you
want.
If you don't manifest the thing
you
want.
But see, my problem is I order everything on the menu.
Well, you have
to try to eat it much.
So that's like dating. I could date.
You can, but
I could try everything on the menu and I know next time I go back, I don't want that. Right. I didn't like that. I like this better.
But at this point, you should have dated enough to know what you like and what you don't like. And what works for you and what's healthy for you. But until figure that out, you're going to be in a limbo. And I go, until you make an order, the waiter can't put your order in so that God can say, here's your guy.
Mm.
But if you're just going to be dating around and not really, if you don't say, I want my husband to be this,
I
want his interior to be this, I want him to look like
this,
and I want him to treat me like this,
100%.
Right.
Then
you just walking around with no destination, no direction.
You have no, listen, if if you put into your navigation, take me to New York, it's gonna drop you off in New York somewhere, right, anywhere. But if you say, I want to go on 5th and Broadway, I want to go here, it's gonna take you there. Until you order the exact same thing you want. And then what do you do to your order? Oh, I like the salmon, but can you put this on the side? Can you do this? Now you've refined it and made it exactly
yours,
what you want.
How you want it.
But until you do that, you're just saying, give me whatever y'all got.
So you know what's a good example of that? I made a list of my ex, like before I met my ex. I made a whole list, like you said. I was like, you know, if I want this type of man, what type of woman does he have to have by his side, right? So I made that list, and I made my list. And I feel like my ex was 90% of that list. And guess what? I started taking shit off of it.
But then I was like, you might not have been ready for that, though.
But I'm saying, like, I was like, a good father, like, baby, or a father, whatever. I was like, you got to be specific, not a father yet.
No.
Because he was a father. You get what I'm saying? So it made me change out some things, like likes to go out, likes to have fun. He went out too much. So I got real specific.
Sometimes. You got to put the asterisk.
Sometimes when I feel like it. You know?
Yeah. So he likes to take me out.
Me out.
There you go.
So I'm saying.
We do fun things together.
Together.
What I tell you. I always make
he knows
this example.
When to go home. Right. It's 6 a.m.
Right. The night is over.
You got to be uber specific if you want the thing that, like I said, if you're ordering off the menu, you know you like the salmon. I want it, but I want the dressing on the side. Can you give
it?
I want a side salad, but I only want some croutons here. Refine that thing to where
refine
you go.
It to make
this
it
is
you.
What I want it to be. And then say, this is what I want. And I promise you, he shows up. I promise
you. Okay.
There it is.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
That's so cute.
There it is.
Where did you, how did you find your wife, Niall? Was it like your mutual friend or?
Nah, Facebook.
Thought you said Costco.
No.
He was joking, I think, right?
I made the purchase at Costco. I bought her at Costco. Okay. No, that's a terrible joke. It's a terrible joke.
Oh, I thought you meant like you saw her there.
No, I didn't see her at Costco. I met my wife on Facebook. And I used to do a blog called The Gluttony Tour. And I was gonna go on a fast, but before I went on the fast, I was gonna go to all the restaurants that I loved. And I was like, if people wanna come along, they can. And it became a thing. And people started, I would be like, yo, I'm gonna go to this taco truck. And then people would show up at the taco truck.
Oh, dope.
And so I would blog a lot, right? And so people knew me from my blog and being on Facebook. And I wrote this. Back in the days, they had these things called Facebook notes, and I would write these funny notes. And this one was called "Utilizing Your Light Skin," and I probably could never
That's
write
hilarious.
It now, but
right.
I thought it was just a funny thing about, you know, if you are going to have this privilege, you better utilize it, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like if you're white, utilize your white privilege if you can, just don't abuse it,
right.
But
in the right way, right?
And so somehow, my wife. Well, she wasn't my wife at the time. She found somebody said, yo, you got to read this. And so I always say she cyberstalked me because I put on my Facebook, I was like, yo, I'm going to go to this restaurant. And she was like, I want to go to that restaurant too. And I said, okay, well, meet me there.
Cute.
And so I said, if you meet me there, I won't be able to recognize you. So you gotta have an I Heart Niall t-shirt on.
No.
And she was like, yeah, okay. She didn't do it, but she thought about it. But she ended up we had a date.
I would have done that.
we went to this place called Harvard and Stone in Hollywood, and we had a great date. I was being typical, nonchalant me.
Right.
And we had a good time. And we started dating a little bit more. Then
date one, were you like, this is my wife, or
no,
were you just
not at all.
You didn't know? Okay.
I was like,
okay.
I was like, you're cool. And
got you.
But see, let me take it a step back. I manifested I manifested my son's mother, but I didn't manifest the things that I really wanted interior, the interior
wow.
stuff.
Okay.
Then I manifested. Then I manifested all the interior stuff that I really wanted. And so when I say, when I tell the story, I go, I didn't recognize that she was supposed to be my wife. Because I was like, oh, you're cool. Eh, whatever.
Yeah.
You're cool. I'll take you. We'll go out a few times. And God was like this. Oh, you don't see that this is the one you asked for.
Right.
Jesus.
So my wife, so Julia is her name. She gets sick.
Okay.
And she goes to the hospital and finds out she has stage 4 brain cancer.
Mm.
Jesus.
And God knows my heart. And I was like, and she was like, look, I'm going through this thing. I have to have surgery on Thursday.
Ugh.
You don't want to be around for this. Just, you
oh
know, it's all
God.
Good. I said, you're going to have surgery on Thursday? I said, I'll be there on Thursday.
Oh, I can't believe that
and
was
so,
right in the beginning.
That was, we're maybe 3 dates in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
3 or 4 dates in.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and then I was like, okay, I'll be there on Thursday. Surgery? Cool.
Yeah.
I sat through the surgery, the whole thing, the recovery, and I spent,
Jesus.
I don't know, I might have spent 2 weeks in the hospital with her, spending the night in there with her, and that was the thing that brought us together.
And
that was nothing but my manifestation. Said God was like, oh no, this is her.
This
Here,
is the one.
Let me now I know.
In a
I know
hospital
who
bed,
now,
not
you,
all done up, dolled up, hair, makeup,
no.
weave, booty, tit, all
Nothing.
You know,
you
all the physical attributes. You get to see her heart
yes.
at her lowest point.
At her lowest point. And I was like, and I still was kind of like, oh, you're cool, but I'm gonna rock this out with you. And then and then, you know, she was doing chemo and she was like, you need to give this a try. And I said, got it. You're right.
She said that?
She said
that. Oh, God said that. Oh, wow.
She said that because I was on my, oh, I'm still out here.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you need to give this a try. And so that was it. That was it. And, you know, and she recovered and, you know, and we're good to this day. And, you know,
how many years did y'all date before y'all got married?
We dated for a while. I mean, we dated for a long time. I mean, it was
okay.
a couple of
okay.
years and lived together
okay.
and broke up and got back together.
Okay,
and,
okay.
You know,
okay.
we went through some
it.
Things and then, and so, you know, and then it was a time where it was just like, you know, where am I in my life?
Let's just get to that. Where am I going?
Step out on faith. And what you realize is every time you step out on faith, your life gets better.
Mm. Something good comes from
Something
it. Whether
good.
Y'all stay together, whether whatever it is,
right.
something
good
comes
from
it. And my uncle told me a long time ago, he says, man, when you get a wife, you'll be able to focus on things.
Jesus.
And when I did, I was way more focused. Everything started. This was when Wild and Out first started coming back.
Right.
You know, I was kind of in between things. Wild and Out just started coming back when I got with her. And it was just like, then the ball started rolling. And every stage of my life that I needed more.
Elevated.
God was like, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you need a wife? Here you go. Oh, you need this? Oh, you need a house? Here you go.
Wow.
You got twin girls? Here you go.
Mm.
Wow.
Let me provide for this.
It was like stability.
I trust the path.
Yeah. And then honestly, you find a wife who loves you and holds you down and like, now you're not out there just dating and, you know, being in the streets and stuff. So
out in the streets.
So y'all hear that,
is
fellas?
You
when you
be.
Get a wife, you'll be able to focus. That's the only thing I heard out of that whole story.
Right.
No,
that's hilarious.
Oh, that gave
that
me
was
hope
so
now.
Cute.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So I got another Wild and Out question, Niall.
Go for it.
Because, you know, we've had people on the show who, you know, everyone felt were talented in their own right, whether they were a social media person or a comedian. But what is the difference between a talented performer and a talented performer who's actually successful on Wild and Out? Because there is a difference, and not all talented people are able to make it on
100%.
The show.
Right, 100%. Because most of the time, people are talented on their own. And when we get them, they're usually, like, we never get pairs of people.
Right.
We usually get either you're a stand-up, you're an improv actor, or you're an influencer, and you have to, on In order to work on this show, you have to work as a team.
Right.
And you have to be a team player. And it's hard. It's a hard transition for someone to come in and go, man, I'm talented on my own. I get laughs on my own, but I gotta work I gotta work with Carlos. Or I have to be the butt of a joke and I gotta laugh this thing off and I'm not used to that.
Or let somebody have their shine for a minute. You ain't always gotta be the head of the show.
Yeah, but you know, on the internet, you're always the star.
You're always the star,
You're always the star. So, you know, it takes a lot for a lot of people to transition and understand that this is a team sport and that we're all in it together to make one funny show.
Right.
It's competitive, but it's not really that competitive. It's like, you know, we're going to figure out what we're going to do, but we just want to make a great, funny show. Like, we don't care about the score on the show. We just care about, did everyone have a good time?
Right.
You know, no one cares if Snoop won or lost. We just care that everyone laughed.
Was it fun?
Right.
Yeah.
Was it a good show?
And that's it. Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, they don't. Sometimes they just don't work within a team structure like that.
Right.
And, you know, they got to go. And they, you know, or they're selfish or they just have a big ego, you know. Mm-hmm. And I go, if your ego is bigger than Nick's, then you got a problem.
Something wrong.
Nick doesn't have that big of an ego.
Problem, because you is not running nothing over here.
Hello?
Yeah. I mean, Nick is probably one of the most humble guys in the world.
He is.
It's like, you know, you don't have to come in with all that bravado. Take that down a notch and come play these games. And
it'll
be great.
Right.
You know?
Period. Yeah. I think we need a good Nile quote. What do you think, B?
Oh, man.
No, a good quote.
A good quote. Oh, man. I almost forgot the format of the show.
Of your show.
Show. You produced it. Like, what's the quote now?
Hello?
Oh, what is the quote? I'm going to take a quote. You know, I had a good one that I had in a meeting yesterday, and somebody told me this great quote. But this one is one that my uncle always said. He says, when you know better, you do better.
Mm, that's it.
And most people know better, but they choose not to do better.
Mm. Not to.
And when you are in the know and you already know it, you go, now it's up to you to do better.
Right.
So
yeah.
I know that I don't, this type of person is not for me, but I keep going back.
Mm.
If you know better, you do better. So.
Right.
When you figure out that something is not working for you, you've got to do better and either go past that thing or work through that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say
from your diet to the people in your life to your career, whatever that is, whatever resonates with y'all, whoever's listening to this podcast, know better, do better.
Yeah, because they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over, over, over.
Over and over. Expecting a different result.
Right. You're not going to get a different result.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. You're insane.
That's why you don't date the same types of dudes. Go find a different type
of
guy.
You level up.
Yeah.
You level up.
You know, get something different, you know?
I don't date rappers no more.
Uh-huh. Don't date the rappers no more. Date a plumber.
100% the owner of the plumbing company. Hello.
You know.
Thank you.
There you go.
There it is. Uh-huh. Well, I think.
Oh, thank you, Niall.
Yes, and this has been.
This is so good.
Yeah, it's been such a great show having Niall on here. Like we said, guys, he is the executive producer, not only of this podcast, Women of Wildin' Out, but of the best show in the world, Wildin' Out. And he was there since day one, literally birthed this baby. And he's an icon, a legend, and he's the best coach in the world. And we just love you, Niall.
I appreciate it. I love you guys, too. So you guys are definitely my loves and. Definitely my favorites, and I just thank you for being a part of this show.
Yes,
so that you know,
as a guest,
that I could be on this show.
Period.
You know? So where can these people find you so they can blow you up and ask you, put me on Wildin' Out, put me on Wildin' Out. Y'all Nile, DM him.
No, Nile Evans on pretty much everything: Instagram, you know, Facebook. Nile Evans. Don't look up my son. He's the little light-skinned version of me.
He's so handsome.
He's got
he's
the
so
same
cute.
Name.
He's so handsome.
He is.
But yeah, no, that's where I am. Make sure to spell my name right if you're going to DM me and blow me up. It's Nile.
Like the river.
The river. N-I-L-E. It's very
and
simple.
I go, that's not me.
Right.
That's not me.
No, for sure.
You know, but don't ask nobody for a job and spell their name wrong.
Correct.
No, okay.
You know?
Oh, we love you, Nile.
We love you
guys, too.
Thank you for saying I was your favorite. All right, y'all. We will take a break. We're going to be right back with more Women of Wildin' Out podcast.
J. Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you guys, your girl B. Simone, my boo Justina Valentine, and Women of Wild and Out podcast. We are back, and we just had Niall Evans on here, our producer, my, you know, industry dad. He was so good, Jess.
He was so good, and it was so cool, B, like, to... You know, Niall, like, knows all of our stories and has watched us grow. But for us to be able to be like, well, what's your story? We want to hear from back in the day. And to even just hear the skill set that he has, it literally runs in his family. His aunt, his uncle, all being showrunners and being, like, the forces behind so many iconic shows. That was a cool thing. I had no idea.
And him talking about his wife, their story is so beautiful.
Cute.
But that's how sometimes you gotta do. You gotta hit these niggas upside the head and be like, look, bruh, I'm the one. Okay? Right. So you need to take this chance. Step out on faith and stop dating me and make me your wife. And that's what she did.
No, that was lit. Super bossy of her. She was like, look, you just stood with me in the hospital for 2 weeks, like, it should now you need to come give this a chance.
What's
up? And, right. And she is so sweet. I absolutely love Niall's wife. Like, she's so dope. But it's cool to hear how that came about. And she was really that calming force that sat him down and was like, nah, we about to do this. Because it seems like that's what he needed in his life at that time.
In that time.
Yeah.
What was the quote he said his uncle said? Once you get a wife, you'll be focused.
Yes, once you get a wife, like, you'll be settled and, I guess, just focus on what you need to do.
But I love that.
It's the truth when you think about it, B. Like, even thinking, like, you know, let's say right now you were trying to date around, you wouldn't have the time for it. It's like...
Right.
It does take your energy and your focus away from other things, so, you know?
Right. So when you have that one person you're focused on and y'all are building and growing and pouring into each other together.
Exactly.
Hello. You know, you have a goal. You have more focus. You're just not looking out to the left, to the right, up, down, left. You focus on that goal, you know, with your significant other. So I love that.
Yeah. It's like you're not.
I didn't know all that about him. I'm so glad I made his top five. I was so nervous. But see, if it was you and V, he would have been like, Vina.
No, if Vina was here, he would have had to, like, say all three and knock one other person off the list.
He would have had to say all three of us.
Right. Because, you know, he wasn't going to do two and not one.
No. He's like, but you know me. Like, I'm not like, what the fuck? That's so fucked up. I'm like, Justina is a fucking Wild and Out legend. I get it.
Thank you, sis.
I still feel like I'm new to this shit.
No, you were killing me. Like, you were like, all right, and don't forget about your favorite girl with the finger rolls.
Finger waves, blonde hair, polka dot.
You
know, you know, robe on.
Be Simone tone.
No, for sure.
But no, what Niall said is true, sis. Like, you're just your brand and just you as a person, like, you're legendary and
you've exceeded
and done so much that when he puts you on the list, like, you're definitely deserving of that. And like he said, it's not just about the show. It's also about, like, everything you've done
and grown into. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, all that,
and that's how I feel about you. Y'all, let me tell y'all something about Justina. I don't care how long she's been doing something. I don't care how bomb, how bossy, how amazing she is at something. Justina Valentine treats every single day like day one. I really value that
and understand that
and see that in you. I don't care. Like, she does not get complacent. She doesn't get comfortable. You see Justina in the workshops. This bitch is in the corner on her own taking it. I'm like, bitch, you can rap. Relax.
You're like, relax.
You're like, no.
No,
like,
I think.
We're rapping about apples. Like, I gotta get. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm about
Jesus.
To go crazy.
I gotta
bring
go
it to
crazy.
The core. Have an apple ready to score. Tricks up my sleeve. That's out of my need. No. I mean,
come on.
You know.
See?
No, it's true, B, and I appreciate it. And, you know, I think it is, part of it is that, like, I definitely am competitive. And also, I'm just, like, really thankful to be here. So
you don't take it for granted.
I don't. I do treat my 11th season like my first.
That's wild.
And, you know, and I think that's just what, like, makes us great and has made us, you know, stand the test of time on the show and even with just what we do. Because the truth is, like, you know, in the industries we're in, it just is women got to do more. We just have to do more. We have to show and prove more. And it is what it is. And I'm just so grateful that, like, you and me and V and Jess and all the women on the show, like Mimi and Maddie, like, we've just all been able to grow and
get along and take bond, the ball
and get along.
Yeah.
Right. And just run with it and support each other and just be here. And, like, you know, what generally has been like a male dominated field, and just be killing it. And we've all made and carved out our own space. So that's a blessing.
Yeah.
And, It is all thanks to Nick and Niall and the whole team of producers on Wildin' Out that have given us the opportunity, and we've taken it and made it work for us.
Yeah,
so
I'm proud of us.
It is what it is.
I love you.
I love you,
y'all,
too,
this
sis.
Episode was so good. It was so, like, family. And y'all make sure y'all check out now. Go to his social medias and stuff and bug him. No, I'm just kidding. Don't bug him because he is going to ignore you.
Don't bug him too much because it's over for this season.
It
he
is.
Already made a
he
post.
He already made the post. He's said, like, it's over. Yeah. We chose who we chose, bitch. Shit, leave us alone.
He's like, stop DMing me. Stop emailing me. The season's done.
No, for sure.
So, but yes, make sure you tune in because season 17 is currently playing every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So watch out for that. And tune in every week to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, where the ladies control the mic, put it down, do what we like. Yes. And that's how we do it.
Love you guys. Bye.
Peace.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.